Island of the Blue Dolphins, Chapter 14. My leg hurt so much by the time I had reached the house that it was hard for me to crawl under the fence and move aside the heavy rock. For 5 suns, I could not go out because of my leg and had swollen so badly, and I had no herbs with which to treat it. I had enough food to eat, but on the 3rd day, the water in the basket ran low, and 2 days later, the basket was empty. It was necessary then for me to go to the spring in the ravine. I started out when the sun rose, and I took with me shellfish to eat. Also my spear and my bow and arrows. I went very slowly, for I had to crawl on my hands and knees, carrying the food tied to my back and dragging the weapons. There was a short way to the spring, over many rocks which I could not climb, so I had to take a longer way through the brush. I reached the ravine when the sun was overhead, and the spring was not too far off. And I rested there, and I was very thirsty, cutting a lobe from a cactus bush to chew on. When I was resting there, sucking the juice from the cactus, I saw a big gray dog, the leader of the wild pack, in the brush above me. His head was down, and he was moving slowly, sniffing the tracks I had made. He saw me soon after I saw him and stopped. Behind him was the rest of the pack trotting along one after the other, and the pack stopped too. I took my bow and fitted an arrow, but as I did this, the big dog faded away into the brush and was quickly followed by the others, and in the time of one breath, they were gone. There was nothing to aim my arrow at, and it was as if they had not been there at all. I listened, and they were moving. I could not hear their steps, but I was sure that they would try to surround me. Slowly I crawled on, stopping to listen to glance back to measure the distance between me and the spring, and my leg hurt. I left my bows and arrows and went behind as I went on, for the brush had grown heavy and I could not use them. In one hand I dragged my spear. I came to the spring, and it flowed out of a crack in a rock, and a rock rose high on 3 sides of it, and the wild dogs could not attack me from any of these directions, so I lay on the earth and drank, and watching the ravine below me, I drank for a long time and filled my basket, and then feeling better, crawled towards the mouth of the cave. A ledge of black rock ran above it, some low brushes grew there, and among them, with just his head showing, stood the big gray dog. His yellow eyes followed me, turning slowly as I drew near the cave. Another head showed behind me and another, and they were too far away for me to reach with a spear, and suddenly I saw the brush moving on the opposite bank of the ravine, and the pack had split up and were waiting on both sides of the ravine for me to pass them. The cave was now in front of me, and I crawled to the mouth of it and into it. Above me I could hear followed by silence. I was safe. I knew the wild dogs would come back, and they did as night fell, stalking around the brush until morning, but not venturing close. Although the mouth of the cave was small, once you were inside, it spread out, and you could stand up. Water dropped from the roof, and the cave was cold without the fire. But here I stayed for 6 suns until my leg was well, crawling out only once to fetch water from the spring. And while I was living there, I decided that I would make the cave into another house, where I could stay should I again get sick or hurt or sick. And that this I did as soon as I was strong and could walk. The cave went far back into the hill, around many turns, but I needed only that part which lay near the opening, which the sun could reach during some of the day. A long time before this, my ancestors had used the cave. Why, I do not know. And along the walls on each side, they had cut figures in the stone. They were figures of pelicans floating on water and flying, of dolphins, whales, sea elephants, gulls, ravines, dogs, and foxes. Near the opening of the cave, they had also cut 2 deep basins into the stone, which I decided to use for storing water, since they held much more than baskets. I made shelves in the side of the rock as I had done in the other house and gathered shellfish and seeds to store there. I also gathered herbs from the hill above the spring in case I should need them. The bows and arrows I had first made, I likewise took to the cave, as at last, after I had made a good bed of seaweed and collected dry wood for my fire, I closed the opening with stones, except for a small hole at the top, which I could crawl through. All this I did, thinking of the days I had been sick and without water. It was hard work. Much of it was man's work, but not until I had finished did I go back to the place where the sea elephants lived. The tide was low when I reached it, and far up on the slope lay the body of the old bull. Gulls had picked his bones clean, but I found what I had come for. Some of the teeth were as long as my hand and half its width. They were curved at the tops, and some were broken. But when I had ground the best of them down with sand, I had for my work four good spear points, broad as at the bottom and very sharp at the ends. I made two more spears from these points and at last was ready to go to the cave of the wild dogs.